Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Oh, ho, 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 ho! Oh, Merry Christmas!
That was good.
It was all right. And I'm going to play Santa along with John and with Colin and the entire Sports Radio 610 team. In the 12 o'clock hour, we will be giving away tickets to see Texans and Colts. So make sure you're staying tuned for that. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
A late stocking stuffer. Might be a Boxing Day gift. I'm not 100% sure. Depends on when you're able to pick it up and all of that. But yeah. We are giving away tickets for the regular season finale, Colin.
Brought to you by your Houston area Ford dealers.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Shout out to our Houston area.
And it's Fan Appreciation Day, I believe.
Ford dealers. Indeed it is.
Yeah, yeah.
In the last game of the season. Can't hold anything back. So the Texans are going to play the Colts in the last game of the season. Last segment we talked about how Phillip Rivers actually looked pretty respectable. Brock Purdy looked great. I'm about to do something. Do not shoot the messenger. I'm merely asking a question. This is not a question that is loaded with any intent.
Say it with your chest, Paul. Come on, man.
It's a Tuesday. It's 2 days before Christmas. I don't want people upset with me. I'm just asking this question, not with a twinkle in my eye, because I'm being mischievous and I'm about to drop a hot take all over you. What's the difference between Brock Purdy, who threw 5 touchdown passes last night, and C.J. Stroud, he said with a twinkle in his eye?
Yeah, well, I think it's an easy answer. And it's not necessarily to say that C.J. Stroud isn't good or you know, whatever. I think it's a system fit. I think a lot of things with C.J. Stroud is system fit right now. We know what the 49ers do. Old school, you know, they tried to bring it with Bobby Slowick, didn't take. But old school spread. Zone and all that stuff and you know, West Coast style passing and options and all that stuff. I think he's just the perfect fit for what they do. And it actually got me thinking about other stuff too, because I'm watching this game last night. We talked about, you know, obviously what the Colts were able to do, what Phillip Rivers was able to do, and his big brain, you know, and being able to have these options and being able to see and put receivers where they want to be. You can't tell me C.J. Stroud can't do this, those same things in those style of offenses. Of course he can. Absolutely he can.
This offense is asking him to do something different. We touched on this yesterday. Mm-hmm. This offense is asking him to take what's available to him. Mm-hmm. And you've heard him when talking about this offense multiple times this season, almost begrudgingly talk about how it's death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Death by a bunch of paper cuts. Mm-hmm. And he has the game that he has against the Cardinals, and then he has the game that he had on Sunday. And my big hope is that he just fell back into some bad habits, mm-hmm. which a lot of quarterbacks have, by the way. Russell Wilson did not play always in the Seahawks offense when he was up in Seattle. And everyone in Seattle would tell you, oh, well, he shouldn't have. He's better than the offense. But as time went on, it was clear that Russ was always trying to make big plays happen downfield, which he's really, when he was at his best, what he was one of the best in the league at doing.
Mm-hmm.
Stroud wants to do the same thing. You saw it a couple of times on Sunday. Unfortunately, you also saw a couple of overthrows that magnified that he just wasn't taking what was available to him. Like, I don't know, Dario Gunbawale on an out route right in front of him on a third down where he threw it in the dirt towards a receiver running over the middle who was covered.
Look, this offense has had its moments, its big plays. Hell, Nico Collins had one just on Sunday. They've had some quote-unquote, you know, chunk plays and, you know, all, been able to move that. They've had their moments. But if you know, just to be honest, and it's not even my words, it's their words, although they don't put it this way, this is an ultra-conservative offense. Period, point blank. It is an ultra-conservative offense. They want to run the ball, even if they're not having success running the ball. They want to do the little safe short passes and see what happens. And if on occasion you get the matchup you want, you know, obviously we talk about the vertical routes and the crossing routes, and you get a one-on-one matchup that it looks like it's going to be open, then you take your shot. But this is a conservative offense. And that, you know, it's been successful in terms of wins and losses. It's been successful on the field in moments. But this is not what C.J. Stroud, in his heart of hearts, I believe. I haven't asked him about this, but I believe in his heart of hearts, he wants to be able to sling it more. He wants to be able to have more control of downfield passes like Brock Purdy.
That's fair speculation based off of how he's talked about it all season long. Mm-hmm. One of the things I wonder about in an offense like this where you are – clearly prioritizing the veteran players on this team over some of your younger guys who you drafted early on in Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noll. You don't have Tank Dell anymore. How would they have used Tank Dell in this offense if he was healthy, all of that speed and ability that he has? And it keeps on bringing me back to something that drives me crazy. Christian Kirk did not have a bad game on Sunday, but whenever I see Christian Kirk out there, I think to myself, all right, well, if you're going to run this offense and it's a lot of dink and dunk, it's death by a thousand cuts, give the ball to a guy who clearly can make things happen.
Yes.
And that's Jalen Noll. Jalen Noll's special in terms of his ability to move with the football in his hands. You got to find more ways to get him involved.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Does that make C.J. Stroud, to go back to our earlier question, what's the difference between C.J. Stroud and Brock Purdy? Does that make C.J. Stroud more willing to perhaps just settle into this offense? Maybe it would. The difference for Purdy also is that in Kyle Shanahan, you have one of the, if not the most respected offensive minds in the game. At tight end, you have a tight end who is better than Dalton Schultz. But it is, I would say, to what you were saying earlier, more faith in a system. Because what's Brock Purdy going to have faith in? Yeah. Brock's going to have faith in anything that the 49ers do for him. He was Mr. Irrelevant. Yeah. He is going to do exactly what they tell him
but
to do.
But it fits him, and it's a little more up and down the field.
It does.
Yeah.
God, Matt Campbell did such a great job at Iowa State, by the way. Just a side note. That was a thought I had on the way in. Man, he's going to be great at Penn State.
Yes, he is. The thing with CJ that needs to be noted, I think he's bought into this offense, but that doesn't necessarily mean that in the grand scheme – he prefers this offense. I think he prefers something else, but he's bought in given the defense, given the success, given the 7 wins in a row and everything else. But like in his heart of hearts, I think he's like, I wish I could do more. In fact, I asked you guys this before the game. Do you think it bothers him that whether it's real or not, there is a little bit of a perception that quarterbacks drafted with him and after him are having more success?
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Of course. Bryce Young, I don't know how many people believe this. I'm bigger than Bryce Young. I'm sorry. I can't take him seriously. Yeah. I'm bigger than an NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But he and the Panthers have turned things around. And what a story that is. I have a tough time overlooking the fact that Bryce Young is small and that mm-hmm. Dave Canales wrote a book about having an affair and reconciling with his wife. I can't believe you would put your wife through that again. But they are doing well. You've also got in that draft class other guys who are doing all right. Of course, CJ Stroud's looking at himself in the mirror and thinking to himself, damn it, the Pro Bowl votes come out today. I'm not even a thought.
Yeah.
And does playing in this offense lend itself to him being considered one of the best quarterbacks in the league like he mm-hmm. was at the end of his rookie year? I don't know. I bet he has some doubts on that front. It really is about if you win.
Caleb Williams, the guy that he said, you know, kind of put his arm around in that famous, was it a Thursday night game? Sunday night game, whatever. Sunday night game. Caleb Williams, some people will tell you that he's past C.J. Stroud. Drake May, some people will tell you, and I think accurately, he's past C.J. Stroud. Bryce Young has played in C.J. Stroud's missed 3 games. Bryce Young has missed 1. But he has more passing yards and more touchdowns than C.J. Stroud. Bryce Young has more. Bo Nix, I don't necessarily buy into, you know, he's past C.J. Stroud.
Broncos fans are the only ones who are saying that. But to your point.
But people will say Bo Nix, you know, in the right fit.
Look at the year they're having.
Yes.
And it's Sean Payton, too. Yeah. So, I mean, he does have that little extra shot in the yarn there. Stroud's definitely thinking about this stuff. Mm-hmm. Every single competitor thinks about this stuff. It's hard to not think about it. And I would encourage him as best he can. Look, man, ultimately it's about if you win Super Bowls.
Right. So he's bought in, but it's not his preferred thing. To me, the one that really resonates, and I think probably resonates the most.
I'm excited for this one.
That probably resonates the most with C.J. Stroud, Trevor freaking Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, and his stupid hair.
Trevor Lawrence.
His medieval page boy hair.
Has, at least this season, passed C.J. Stroud like he's standing still. Trevor Lawrence was a borderline bust.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least a disappointment.
I'm not going to go that far because I think Lawrence has had an awesome last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. 10 touchdowns total, 0 turnovers. But it has been a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it against the Broncos, what he did on Sunday, really impressive. But what the Jaguars have done through much of their now 6-game winning streak after they lost to the Texans, they have definitely beat up on some bums, some absolute losers. So
you say that, but Trevor Lawrence has almost 1,000 yards more passing than C.J. Stroud and 26 touchdowns.
Do y'all believe in bulletin board material?
I think it's true.
We're giving it to C.J. Stroud right now. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, do you think players, coaches actually
they say they don't, but they do. They all have.
They do. Yeah. Okay. I was wondering what your stance is.
No, they do. Seth talked about it. He thinks that, you know, it doesn't help everyone, but it helps some in that locker room, and that matters in terms of preparation, focus, et cetera. Look, C.J. Stroud, I would not trade for any of the guys I just mentioned. Zero. None of them. Not even Drake May. I wouldn't trade for any. What I'm saying is, from his perspective, he's sitting there buying into the offense, but in the back of his mind, he's got to be going, damn, you know, Trevor Lawrence has almost 3,500 yards passing and 26 touchdowns. That's what I'm saying.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that's something he's going to have to get over, just mm-hmm. to be blunt. If you win a Super Bowl, no one's going to care. And
no
they're
one's going to care.
They're going to put you into that conversation that you maybe don't belong in. See Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at how we're looking at Jalen Hurts right now with the Eagles having a bit of a struggle this season.
Yeah.
He's John Lopez. I'm Paul Gallant. 713-572-4610. That's how you call in. It's also how you text in. Dave's been waiting on hold for a while. Dave, this is your second chance. Dave, you can't blow this. Dave,
I know, man.
What you got? There he is, Dave.
Paulie, Paulie, man, I apologize, man.
Don't. I'm kidding.
You're a good dude. I listen to you all the time, man. You're a good dude. Hey, listen, CJ Stroud knows that he's better than Trevor Lawrence. Well, I don't understand this. Why would national NFL pundits say that Trevor Lawrence is better than CJ Stroud? I don't get it. And the Legos, I love Legos, man. I love Legos. I love Hot Wheels as a kid. As a 10-year-old kid, I love Legos.
Mm-hmm. That's a man who's been listening for a while. Dave, you appreciate the phone call. To go back to Dave's question.
Yeah.
Dave's question was about C.J. Stroud, Trevor Lawrence comparisons. Why do people say Lawrence is better than Stroud? People got very high expectations for Stroud after his rookie year. He is a victim of the expectations that people set for him coming out of that, where Trevor Lawrence has been, relative to expectations, disappointing for such a long time that now that you see him do a couple of nice things over a couple of weeks, say the same thing for Bryce Young, all of a sudden, people are now looking at him a little bit more favorably. And it's as something that's flashy, as is walking by. Yeah. You know, it's that meme of the guy who's walking with his girlfriend and somebody walks by. You're not like doing a real deep dive into what you see as she walks by. You're just like, oh, hey, hey a now. Butt.
Yeah.
Oh, bajongas. Huzzah. Like, that's why people are doing this right now. I think if anyone's studying those guys compared to one another, and I'm specifically pointing to Stroud versus Lawrence and Stroud versus Young, people are going to say that they like more the things Stroud does. But to go back to what this offense is, if he is accepting what this offense is, there are governors that are put on him.
Absolutely.
And he's got to accept it. And if he doesn't, then you might have another game like on Sunday where he didn't seem to be doing the right things, whether that was from a scheme perspective or, as he said, just being an out of rhythm perspective. It was a problem. It can't happen again, especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of pundits, as he put it, would be any different than me. I would take CJ Stroud over all those guys. I think they're talking about what they're doing right now, and that's what maybe is bothering Stroud a little bit.
He is John Lopez. I'm Paul Gallant. What's popping is next. It's a holiday, don't you know? One of the most important holidays of the year, at least based off of pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find out what that is on the other side. Paul Gallant in for Reggie, John Lopez calling Neil in for Figgy Fig. Stick around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.